Hello.
Oh, hi, good afternoon. It's Rodney from Family First. This is Miss Michelle Angelista.
Yes.
All right, ma'am. I was receiving your call. I was recently assigned as your new care coordinator here in Family First. I'm just checking in for some details on your case. I know that right now you have a caregiver named Amaya temporarily covering, right?
Yes.
Okay. I also have that Mason will be covering every other Saturday, right?
That'll be fine.
Yeah, so far that's what I see on the notes, that Mason will be covering every other Saturday. So just checking in here, I mean, you will be needing someone to take care of you on the weekdays and the Sundays, actually, so it's okay.
Quiet on the weekdays.
On the weekdays, I mean, in this case, Mondays to Fridays, because you know Saturdays are not stable because Mason will be doing every other Saturday.
Yeah, but Maria does 6 days. She does Sunday Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and she don't do Saturday though. But she does 6 days.
Yeah, but I mean, my advice to you, I know we are, I mean, the idea is that you know that the Maya will be leaving the case, okay? That's the focus that we have right now, okay? So, the idea,
When is she leaving the case?
when we find you someone new, that's what I have on the notes.
Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Please.
Yeah, I'm here, no problem.
Okay, hold on 1 minute.
Okay.
Yes. I gotta sit down on the
It's okay, I'll wait.
Yes. Does the mind read in the case?
I have in the notes that you will not like her to be there until some point that we find someone else. I don't know.
Okay, but she'll be here for at least another month, right?
I don't know. We are looking right now for someone else, so the time is indeterminate, okay? So.
Yeah, but I want somebody else for 6 days, like she's doing 6 days.
Yes, correct. That's what I'm telling you. That the idea is that I know, I mean, putting it in facts, actually, we will have to find someone to cover on the weekdays, in this case Monday to Friday, and someone different on the weekends because the instability of someone not working on the Saturday because Mason will be covering every other week will make it like, I don't know, will not match with what someone would like to have as a job position, you know? I'm just saying, we can find you someone, you know, but like at least right now what I can picture is two people. But if we find someone that can do only one, I mean only one person who can do everything, that's completely great, okay? But I'm just
Right.
checking with you and putting up to date with what you want and what we could do for you, okay? As of now, I would also like
What is your name?
Yeah, my name is Rodney.
How do you spell that?
It's R as in Robert, O as in Owen, D
Yes.
as in David,
Yes.
M as in Michael, Y as in Yellow.
Rodney.
Yes, Rodney, correct.
How do you spell your last name?
It's B as in boy, E as in Edward, C as in Charles, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, R as in Robert, A as in Andrew.
Batera?
Yeah, but Sarah, that's fine.
Are you the manager?
Sorry?
Are you the manager?
Yeah, I'm here from Family First. Your insurance, in this case, from Keystone, the
Yes.
person in charge is Charisse Thompson.
I knew
But
that, yes.
from here in Family First, I will be handling your case, okay?
Yeah, but are you my coordinator?
Correct.
Are you sure with a relative?
Yeah, Valerie, she was in admissions. I mean, she gets your cases started with your hours from Keystone and everything, you know? She sets you up. But then it gets transferred to coordination, okay? She's no longer, like, part of what your case is concerned.
What is your phone number?
Yeah, my VEST number is 267-551-7435.
Yeah.
That's my direct line.
Okay, that'll be fine. I can pull you. So what time to what time?
Yeah, normally 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. But on Fridays, I leave 1 hour early because I have a meeting at the last time.
A Friday?
It's 9 to 4, yeah, that's right.
And no weekends, right?
No weekends.
Okay. Now you're saying that DeMonte is leaving my case, right?
Yeah, until we find someone new. I cannot tell you, like, this will be tomorrow, 2 weeks, 1 month, I don't know. This could be earlier or later. I don't know. I cannot tell.
What is that she's telling me? So she's not going to be my aide as of tomorrow. Tomorrow's not going to be my aide no more.
No, I don't know. We are working on getting you someone new.
So you have a meet and greet with somebody? I can't have somebody here unless I know who they are.
No, it's okay. You go through like with an interview if we find someone for you, so you can get to know the person.
Why do you take my off my case? I want to know.
I am just checking some notes over here. I'm not sure what's going on, but I did see that he will not be permanently on your case. So we want to assure that you get the services indeterminately, and that's the main point. That's the main idea, that you don't get the services stopped anytime. So we find you someone.
I just don't understand why you're taking DeMario off my case.
Let me see something else here. Let's see if I find specifically what's going on.
Okay. I was just talking to my helper, my aide. She just came back from London. Why are you taking the money off my case? I don't understand.
It seems that at some sort of point she cannot continue working. I don't have a specific reason to give you right now, but at some point she will not be able to continue working, so we need to find you someone else. That's like all that I could say, because the reasons will be like somehow preserved off by their own will, so that's what I can tell you right now, ma'am.
What? She's telling me that you said
Can you put the fart sheet in bed to tell your phone?
So I can show you how to do it. I can't do it myself. Okay, do it the way you want. Okay. Just tuck it in at the bottom, okay? Can you do that? Tuck it in at the bottom, okay? And fold it over on the couch. Okay, Bill?
Okay.
Thank you. So, sir, Rodney? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening, man. I'm here.
Yes.
So mm-hmm.
I'm going to have Samaya for at least another week, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. We'll have it until we got to find someone first, and then we could assign you someone, okay? Because that's not like we have a farm of caregivers around, but like we need to start on the look, to be on the look for someone, okay?
I just said to that. He said you're going to at some point. He didn't say what? You can find somebody else. So, who's going to be here on Saturday?
By now, I know that Mason will be covering every other week. And this Saturday should be Mason's, right? Mason's last time was on the 7th.
Yeah, but I thought... what's your sister's name? I said Heidi was supposed to be my aide for this weekend, this Saturday.
This Saturday should be Mason, as I'm seeing in the notes. If it's every other week, it must be Mason.
But this Saturday, you said? Could you take a message? Yeah, but that's from the street. So in other words, Mason's going to be here this Saturday.
And next one, we got to find you someone to cover.
But I have somebody to cover this Saturday. It's her sister.
Katie? I mean, like...
Yeah.
Let me see. I have some notes over regarding that. Let me see if Katie's ready to work. Katie just had the TV shots, in this case, for her paperwork on this very Monday, okay? So I guess that you will have time for next Saturday to be ready to work, in this case, on the 28th, I suppose.
This Saturday's going to be Mason, right?
Yeah, it's going to be Mason. In the meantime, I guess that it will give Katie some time to complete the paperwork, at least, okay?
Katie's going to be by 8 for next Saturday, not this Saturday, right?
So they are going to be alternating, as per what you're saying, right? Mason and Katie will be going, like, each one each Saturday, right?
Okay, so that'll be fine.
I mean, I'm asking you. Katie and Mason are going to be alternating every Saturday, right?
That'll be fine. That'll work.
Okay. So that should do it. Okay. So yeah, okay. I was also calling, checking on the this case, the address of services that I have here is 6406 Marston Street, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And by any chances, have you been in the hospital lately?
No.
Okay. Please remember that whenever you are admitted into the hospital, services cannot be provided, and also every visit that whether the Maya, Mason, or any caregiver does for you need to start and end in your house, okay? At least if you guys are going to go doing errands, that's fine, but the end point and the start point of the visit and the end point of the visit should be at your house, okay? So whether they take you start at your place, take you out, and then bring you back to your place, and they can clock out, okay? So it's like a way to manage it. If they need a change on schedule, they can always text me. That Maya has my number, okay?
Okay, she knows that.
Okay, Ms. Michelle. So it was a pleasure. We'll be in touch with you once we have once we find the information of the new person that we'll be covering after the Maya. I cannot tell you whether when it's going to be, but we'll keep you posted, okay? You already have my number, and real, I really had. I mean, I'm very glad that I had been in contact with you this afternoon, okay?
Talking to you.
Yeah, I look forward to talking to you soon as well, okay?
Okay, but we'll keep in touch.
No problem, miss. You have a good one.
Okay, bye-bye now.
All right, bye-bye.